Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, shit is crazy, yo. What the fuck am I gonna do? I gotta find a new job.
Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, it's just not your day.
I hear that.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people? So, Marlon had texted me last night, right? Around like 1 o'clock. I didn't see it till this morning. And he goes, I need you to write some stuff. And I don't write anything down, okay? He goes, I need you to write some stuff down. I don't have any, I don't have enough points for this show. And I was like,
I didn't say that.
Okay. just so we had enough stories and everything. I was like, you know what? All right. So, and I'm a freestyle kind of guy. And I was like, you know, he's very organized and, meticulous, which is great. We need that. Okay. And I felt like, I was like, you know what? I don't have anything, but I do. So I kind of, So I just kind of wrote down some points. I was like, I'm going to just take over in the beginning real quick and just kind of throw off his whole like rhythm of things. And we're going to kind of start it like that. And then I felt like that's how the day goes when it's not going your way. You're when you're used to something and then you just throw off their rhythm real quick, you start a little chaos. So I had to start off with some chaos to get things going.
But
I'm going to let him bring it back and take it back over. But I had to throw my chaos in there, just a little quick jabs like, yeah.
So let me see if I got this right. I asked you to prepare and you're telling me that you didn't.
But I did.
But you didn't.
But I did. I have bullet points right in front of me. Yeah, that's me preparing.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for that. Just one of those days. If you're going to really pull back the curtain, I have notes, right?
Always has notes. That wasn't the point.
Your show suggestion.
No. And I have, and I already knew what I was going to talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. So we all have one of those days. Have you ever read that book, the children's book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day?
I know the story and I know the book and I can see the picture of the book in my face right now, but I can't remember the story to the T.
Yeah, it's not like a full on story other than he woke up and he describes all the things and he knew that it was going to be a horrible, no good, very bad day. And that's what the show is about, you know? And, you know, sometimes when when he woke up, he had gum in his hair because he fell asleep with gum and he had the water on. He dropped his sweater in the sink. You have those days. And for me, I know on the way to work, I work less than like about two miles away.
So it's a 5-minute drive.
It's like
if it's everything's clicking on all cylinders, it's probably 6 minutes door to door.
If I catch every light, if I you know make every light, it'll be a 5-minute thing. But normally takes like 10-15 minutes by the time you walk over the bridge and things like that. But if I catch the first light trying to get onto commercial from my neighborhood,
catch the train.
If I catch the train and then the bridge.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a full 30 minutes at that point, yeah.
I know it's not going to be my day.
Yeah, that's legit.
And recently I caught a train. You ever catch that train that stops in the middle and then backs up?
I know which one you're talking about, and I've caught it like on like a date. Thank God I was off. You know what I mean? But I know what you're speaking of. I know that train.
Oh, you just have to put that thing in park and just...
Because usually when they back up, it was more north when I would see it.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting another train pass them because you know how they have the intersecting lanes.
And they have care why.
I'm just it's like, it's not my problem, but
I don't care why. So yeah, we've had those days when you know it's going to be one of those days, and we can all identify with that.
Absolutely,
you know, and it goes beyond just a couple of bad tables, right?
Sure. Yeah, you can have a great day and have one or two bad tables. That's just normal business.
Yeah. You know, you walk in the door, you're in a crappy section,
mm-hmm.
and you're skipped in rotation, maybe. Yeah. And we won't get into it. I'm curious to know what the impetus for you with the show was, because a lot of times when I'm doing a show, something happened and I want to talk about it, and this is what we do. We have the discourse on this.
I had it was a multitude of things. So okay. Originally I came with you, the idea is my job lately has just not had anything. Stocking wise, right? And then over the weekend, I had a dream, and so that I had a weeds dream.
Okay? You had a server nightmare.
Oh my gosh, yes. And so I had kind of put the two ideas together, and when you were talking about like, oh, you know, just have a story, and that was the story of my go to right there. So we'll tell you about my dream.
Yes,
okay, so I go to sleep, and I think it's like Friday or Thursday, and I had some stuff on my mind, and then I enter this dream, and the dream I'm never in, like, you never in, originally you might start like somewhere you're like a restaurant that you're used to, or, you know, whatever. So I start and I'm waiting on tables, and I just feel this anxiety, like a deep anxiety that hits me in the dream. Right. Mm-hmm. And at that point, like, a dish comes out wrong first. Right. So I go fix the dish. It's taking forever. Another table needs something, right? And then I go get what they need, but it's wrong. Like they need it. And, you know, dreams are kind of vivid. So let's just say they needed blue cheese, and somehow I brought them ranch. Or, you know, I had the blue cheese in my hand, but when I got to the table, it's ranch.
Yeah. That...
Yeah. Then another table needs, like, their check ran, but it's, like, 10 multiple checks. So at this point, I'm, like, in my dream, I'm, like, back and forth. I'm starting to sweat for no reason. Like, what is going on? I run downstairs to go get the food. The food, they give me the wrong plate. You know what I mean? Like, it was so vivid and so strong. I end up waking up out of my dream mm-hmm. in a sweat. Like,
okay.
You know, like, you pop up. And like you had missed something. You know what I mean? Like, it was like that. 'Cause I was like, holy cow, yo. And I had to go drink some water and kind of,
You had to collect yourself?
I did, because I didn't want to go, because I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but I can fall back asleep and go back into the same dream.
Okay. All right.
That's, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You see what I mean? Like, yeah, so, it's weird like that, like, because like my brain will just kind of think about it, and it'll continue the dream, you know? So, I didn't want to go back into that dream. So I had to like pull myself out, watch like something funny on TV, and kind of like balance my brain. It's like 5:30 in the morning, and I know I had to work at like 9:30 or something like that. And I was like, which is, you know, not early for us, but it's kind of normal. It's not bad. So okay. By the time I fell back asleep, it was almost like 7. You know what I mean? Mm. And thank God it was a slower shift. So I called my manager like 9, because it was a breakfast shift. And I was like, you know, do you need me? And he's like, you come in like an hour. So I got, once I fell back asleep, I actually got an extra hour. So it worked out okay. But man, and it made me just have like the preface of just, you know, you just have those days, and it just, those weed days are just, you're
okay.
You just,
but you haven't had the day yet. You had a dream.
I had a dream.
And that's a different show.
True.
We did a show in Restaurant Nightmares.
Did. Okay.
So bring me to the,
the good, days where it happens.
Horrible day.
Yeah. So. The preface is that, that's what I just had to bring it. Like, that was the most recent thing where I can like relate to it. You know what I mean? But about a week or two ago, so I'm at work, and we run out of everything. Yeah. So I'm at work and I'm at a table, and they ask for the steak. They ask for like a filet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go in the back. I put the order in like normal, and like 10 minutes later, we're out of the filet. I was like, all right, no problem. You know what I mean?
After you ordered it.
After I order it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yes. Okay.
It happens, though.
It happens. Okay. So I said, yeah, you know, how about the New York Strip? You know what I mean? I go to the computer, go ringing in. That zeroed out. It was just there. Okay. So I go to the guy and I'm like, man, I'm sorry. I don't have this and I don't have that.
How big is the table?
It's only a four top. You know okay. what I mean? So it's just one of the guests, you know, so... And they had apps, so the timing wasn't still off. We're still in a good place. You know what I mean? Like when I said the 10 minutes, I had put their apps in, and then I hadn't sent their food yet. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So this is right after the apps hit the table. So we're not in a bad place food wise, time wise. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm already two for two, right?
Yeah.
So I go and then I go in the back and they're like, yeah, we don't have this, we don't have that. It's like, all right. So I try to sell them on something. I finally sell them like on a seafood, and we end up having it, right? So I go to another table, right? And the guy gets he orders a martini, like a lemon drop martini, and da 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 da. So I ring that in. I go to the bar. The bar goes, I don't have that vodka. Are you like, are you kidding me? Shake my head like this, like, come on now, man. So I go back to the table, like, I don't have it. And most of the time, you know, you can like make it work on other ends. So I was like, well, let me see if, you know, like I'll have him make it work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I bring it back. He doesn't like it.
Mm.
So now, and at this point, I'm like another 15 minutes in. So I go check on the table. The one with the
filet.
The food. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, not having the filet.
But now they're on fish. I come back to that table. The poor guy, the fish is undercooked.
Mm, that is a bad day.
I take it back, right? So they're all still eating. You know, I'm thinking.
So wait, like, this is a seafood pasta?
No. It was like a it's either like a mahi or something like that. You know?
Okay.
But the fish itself, you know, had that you could tell like when it's undercooked. Okay. You know what I mean? I take it back. It takes. They're all done by the time the food's like, can I just have my food to go?
Oh yeah.
The manager goes by the table. You know what I mean? It's like, and at this point you're like, so I'm all over the place. It wasn't a full on, like completely horrible day, but just that moment in time. And then just dealing with some normal stuff. People just kind of irritated me for a minute and I almost lost my stuff. I had to bring myself back. But that was just like for an hour, I was like, it just couldn't go right. It just really, it was horrendous.
You're killing me.
By the end of the shift, we had no vodka.
Wow.
So it was just one of those days, like, you know, like you're in a restaurant, you're like, how do I tell somebody I don't have any vodka?
You can't.
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can't bring yourself to say that.
You can't say that. Oh. So that was one of my most recent, like, you know. Oh, and the same day, one of my bartenders quit. Just walked out. She wasn't having it either.
Okay, so I don't even know what to tell you.
There's nothing you can say that makes it right. We're just, you know, we're talking about one of those days.
I get it. I mean,
I'm laughing about it now, but
yeah. Yeah, I have had chaotic days like that, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. And what I was looking for when you did tell me, I was expecting more of like a day where, you know, you walk into work or something has happened or the dream was on the same day. And
it might have just been a catalyst of like other things, and then it really, the dream related to it in the end.
Okay. Okay. So did this day did that give you the nightmare?
Not that night. No, because I bounced back pretty quickly, but I had some other stuff going on in my life. And I think just the combination of that with that mm-hmm. is where the dream came from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it just, but but since the dream, I've had a great few days.
Okay. So I'm just wondering about your sequence. When you pitched me the show.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a whole day that you were describing to me.
I got you.
You described to me, or our listeners,
a sequence of events during a day.
Correct.
Yes.
You know, and I thought you had a bad day where you come in, you stub your toe.
That wasn't bad enough for you?
It wasn't a whole day, though.
True. True.
You know, we could go back and change the premise of the story. Danny had some bad tables. You know, I'll change the children's book from...
No, I love the children's book. And that was a perfect sequence of a bad day.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Or we could read the story for them. I'll see where Alexander's at. Maybe he could tell me about his no good horrible day. You know, bring it home to the... I mean, the beginning of the show, we sold the dream on a just one of those days.
True.
Right?
You're right.
Not one of those tables.
No, absolutely.
Not my bartender quit. Not my job don't know how to order.
You're right. It was all the above. It was...
I mean, yeah, I can remember coming in, and I can understand that my memory has to be tasked, right? And it was the old job, and we were upstairs.
Okay.
And those of you who don't know where we work, we never really said the place, but it's a small... It was a house that was converted into a restaurant.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
And it's upstairs, downstairs. There's, you know, people are close together. It's an open air, although there's AC. There's doors open all the time, hallways, things like that, and it could be warm.
Yeah. Right? Oh man.
And I remember being upstairs, and this just not wanting to be upstairs. That was the beginning of the bad day.
Yeah. Right?
And I was on a double, and it was a double upstairs.
Ugh.
Okay. And sometimes, as you know, when you're working upstairs, people either want to sit up there for lunch,
or they don't. Yeah.
So I'm up there, like suffering. Okay, watching other people make money. I got to run food, and I'm sour at this point. You know, I don't want to do this again for the nighttime.
Absolutely.
So I'm making like my crappy money, and then, as you also know, at nighttime, the upstairs doesn't. It's almost like overflow sometimes.
Yeah.
So downstairs is packed,
and it's just instant. Tables all of a sudden, like,
yeah. So
you go from zero, you go from 0 to 100 real quick.
You go from 0 to 100 because they have nowhere else to put these people. So I get my section sat full. Then same thing that happened to you. We run out of this wine, and I was like, oh man,
good bottle probably too.
It was a decent bottle.
Okay,
right. So it was middle of the road. Yeah, it wasn't like a cheapo. We always have the cheapo.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course, yeah, sitting there and extra.
And so this other table gets sat at the same time. So as I'm figuring out the thing with the wine, I'm not getting to this new table.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get to the new table. I say, hey, you know, I'll be right with you. Just got to figure this thing out, the wine. They say, oh, no problem, blah, 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 blah. I come back. The second bottle they order, they're out. I'm like, crap. So I just give them a bottle that's more expensive.
Yeah.
And I said, on me, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm bouncing back and forth. The guy's food was similar to yours.
Yeah.
Not done the way he wants to. So it's taking me so much resources to put out this fire. I'm like putting out this fire. I can't get to the other table that's being nice and whatever the case may be. So not stepping on your show. Let's talk about your bad day.
Oh, wait. Is that it?
What?
You're done?
No, I'm not.
Finish that day. We were in the mix right there. What do you mean? You just cut us off.
I just felt like I hijacked your show.
No. This is our show, first of all.
Okay. And so, the table with the wine.
Yeah, me all into tree. Now, I was ready. I'm like,
it's
yeah.
It's now a disaster table. Okay. Right? I didn't want to go over there anymore.
You're like, look, because, and upstairs we can look from like around the corner. You had to look around the corner.
At this point, I want the manager to just take over.
Yeah.
Because it's not my fault we're out of stuff and the 86 list is not up to date.
Okay.
You know? And so at this point, I don't want to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that comes up is just not right.
Yeah.
I struggle through the meal and I get my one rotation of tables at this point because I missed the first turn because I'm upstairs and nothing's going on. Now everything's all, you know,
Yeah, discombobulated.
Sat up there, discombobulated. It's hot. I'm over it. I got double balls. Okay. Just not enjoying myself. Okay, so I'm making it happen, and I'm saying, look, I'm on a double. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm leaving first.
I'm leaving first.
Yeah.
A table gets set after my turn, and I'm like,
it's that table too, isn't it?
I don't even want it. Yeah, it's that table.
It's that table.
We're not ready.
That we're sitting to the end table.
Yes. My other people, my other coworkers, they're leaving.
Okay.
They're getting out, and I'm sitting there wire to wire from double, from open to close, not making the money. And this table's that sitting there. I'm pissed at this point. And I know we're out of a couple of things.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what a freaking day, right? What a freaking day. So I get through it. I just throw my hands up at that point. I start just rolling my silverware, just checking in on them. They're all right, blah, 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 blah. They end up leaving me a crappy tip, but that's fine.
Care. You at know that what point, I mean? You don't even care.
Just leave. Okay?
Yeah, just
closers are closing up.
Set me
up.
Free, yo.
Exactly.
Just set me free.
Closers are closing up. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go to Parrot, a local spot, right? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, good night. I got my cash out, go to my car. I whip around. I come down Birch, and I need to go to A1A, right? I can't go that way. There's an accident. So the street is blocked off, cops and everything.
Oh.
I live that way. Okay?
Oh, my God.
For me to go the other way is
completely out the way.
Completely out of the way.
And no Parrot at all. Because you'll be home before the Parrot.
Yeah. I got a pass home to go to the Parrot at this point to come back that way. So I didn't even get my drink after work to drown my sorrows. And that, my friend.
That's a bad day.
Is a bad day.
All right. I got you. He yelled at me. I mean, I thought our story was great earlier, but it's okay.
It's still a good story.
It is a good story. So I'm going to take you through probably one of my worst days. And this is like in the last year. I remember it. Remember we talked about we started breakfast. Okay. I'm not a morning person, okay? By no means am I a morning person. I think I closed the night before, okay? So I have to be at work at 7 o'clock. I wake up at 7:15 in a panic. I call my job like, yo, I'm coming. I'll be there. You know, I'm not even pissed off, but I'm like, you know, at that point, you're already on that table. So I get to work probably like 7:45. The restaurant's supposed to open at like 8. I tell them, no, we're not open until like 8:15. We need a little more time to set up, blah, blah, blah. We set everything up and we get smashed. And I'm not ready to get smashed. Like, like we're busy. Like the busiest breakfast I've had in a while. Like, and I'm angry busy now. Like I'm 10 tables in. My manager goes, can you go to this table? And I go, yeah. And I forgot about the table 15 minutes. Okay. Like, legit, right? So my relief starts to come in. It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I tell the relief who's like usually the lunch closer. I said, hey man, can you go do this? You know, he goes off and questions my, you know, just what I'm telling him what to do with the manager. And we've had a back and forth. I may even told about a story in another show where, and he goes off and I lose it. And I'm already on edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go lose it on him and I lay down and like, just lose it. Right. And now it's still breakfast. And I'm now the 10 tables become like 8 at this point, down to 6. So there's about like 30 minutes of breakfast left. I go to a table and at this point we're out of, I can't even, there's just, I'm out of so much.
Yeah.
I'm telling people what I have. Because breakfast was an experiment. You know what I mean? It wasn't something that we were 100% sold on, but it got, you know, and then of course, right when you're about to pull the plug on something, you have one of those days and the manager's like, yeah, well, this works now. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we were waiting for. And in your head, you're like, no, we were not waiting for this. We are not ready for this, okay? So I'm like fuming at the head. The guy's driving me crazy. Thank God my tables weren't that, like I had a couple of tables that were my saving grace in it, but the day's still horrible. Like, I mean, I'm averaging 7-8% on tips, okay?
Oof.
Yeah, it's ugly. Like,
that's ugly.
Like, 2 on 20. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and you still got to tip out on that.
Exactly.
So you're making
nothing. Okay. I'm like, so now, I go to, like, so the table that has nothing is actually using the best tip of the day. You know what I mean? Like, cause I started to slim down and, you know, like throughout the weeds and I'm coming back to my normality self. So now we go into lunch, right? We go into lunch. It's a hot day too. It's hot. It's like, and it's spring. So it wasn't supposed to be that hot out. You know what I mean? It was, you know, I mean, but
it's Florida. So it can kick off at any time.
So the sun just comes out and it's beaming, right? I'm out there. I'm talking to a table. They ask for some stuff. I start getting it. We're out of the two beers they wanted in a wine, but they were nice. You know what I mean? So, all right. I have a very rude table, like, you know, one of those just demanding, like the opposite of the boss table. Like they don't know what they want.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know what
gotcha,
I mean? Gotcha. They're completely like, they sat down, did the whole snapping thing.
We're ready. And then when you go over there,
oh, they're not they're ready. Like, yeah. Okay.
So,
and then I'm at a table and they snapped at me. And then that was almost my break. I almost walked out the door at that point. Okay. I hit him with if you guys don't know, I'm pushing my one finger in the air, like with the angry face, like, you gotta wait. Like, just not trying to just curse them out, like in the middle of the dining room.
Man.
This is noon, okay? I've only been to work for 4 hours. So I'm going through that, and then I'm at a table, and God just opens up the heavens, right? It starts to downpour. I'm at 101 outside, the only place where there's not coverage, right?
Yeah.
It pours on me. So the table goes inside. I'm grabbing their stuff. So now I'm soaking wet. Okay. I bring all the stuff. It's because, you know, I'm bringing all the stuff inside. I give them a table. I come inside. I'm soaking wet. I'm angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as soon as I bring everything inside, it stops.
Don't tell me they wanted to go outside again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The wipe off the table. They go back outside, right? I had to take a step back in the back and breathe and self-medicate.
At noon, that's a rough time to self-medicate.
So the shift starts to come almost to like a normality. It's like 2 o'clock now. And just like you, because our shift ends at 3. Mm-hmm. Just like you, I get a table, right? And the people who come in at 10 o'clock, you know, I get a table and they're like, one of those, oh, can we get a bottle? Which it was a good table. I'm not going to say, but can I get a bottle of wine? And I knew in my head, I was like, man, I need to give this table away. Like it's, I know it's going to be a good table, but I don't have it in me at this point.
This is the 2 o'clock table?
Yeah.
Okay.
My closers are on a double. They want to take a little break. Okay. I'm already about to curse them out anyways, just because I've been there since the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my day is the way it is. The inside person who opened with me, they got to go home, you know, like at noon, because we were fully staffed for lunch. And I'm just like breathing, like that heavy breathing, like, you know, you're kind of just, and I keep my emotions in, you know me as a person, you know what I mean? So none of this is out to the real world, but in my head, I'm losing it.
So do you ever, okay, so breakfast, lunch is a double, lunch, dinner is a double.
Yeah.
Right? Has anybody ever worked all the way through?
A triple?
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl who just started at my job worked one. I was like, you're crazy. I was like, I knew how, and this is now, like COVID times with the mask on, in the heat, in the summer.
That's rough, bro.
15 hours, yo.
That is crazy.
She lost her mind. So, but I'm not even done with the day yet.
Okay.
I'm
just trying to get the picture.
I only have an hour left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the table sits, then we go through the motions. It's a good check. They don't, so I end up getting busy because everybody else wants to leave. You know what I mean? So I'm back at my 8 tables at 2:45. Okay. My relief starts to come in at, like, you know, in 5-10 minutes. My relief comes in and no bad tables, but just, I'm just stuck there at this point. I'm already, my relief comes in and it's like, oh, can you do something? And I lost it on my relief. Like, what? I snap on my relief. The poor relief. I had to realize. I had to apologize. Like, after the shift.
What did they ask you?
It was something easy, like take out the trash, like normal stuff, right? You know what I mean? But I'm in the mix.
You were just over it.
I was passed over. I was about to walk. Yeah. Like I said, I'm again at 8 tables. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have that long table, and that table doesn't leave until like 5 o'clock.
Mm.
great table. You know, they ended up helping out my day financially.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Wanted it to end.
When I walked out the building, I had on a socky shirt still. You know what I mean? Your feet.
You can't dry out in the humidity.
You can't dry out in the humidity. Yo, my socks had that crusted over feeling. I felt like I had worked a 15-hour double, okay? And on top of that, I had closed the night before. I was angry. Oh, it was so bad. And I didn't even mention in the morning. So when I was coming to work, I caught the bridge. Okay, already late.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
and catch the bridge is rough.
Oh, man. It was just a combination of everything. It was just so bad. I went home and I went falling asleep. But yeah, that was my pretty rough day. I probably could have started with that one, but that was one of those days you want to just forget about. But when you were telling me the story, it reminded me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, he's right. I was kind of off, but this is exactly what he's looking for. Let me...
It's what you're looking for.
Well,
it was your...
Don't yell at me.
Oh, so sensitive.
Yeah, I'm very emotional. But for everybody out there, let us know about those days that you've had. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Reach out to us. We love hearing from our listeners. I'm on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast, or you can get us at email. It's themodernwaiter@gmail.com. themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And Danny's on Instagram now.
I am. I don't even know what it's called, though. I just know I'm...
You are the worst.
I am the worst.
correction. Danny's not on Instagram now. So
I Mr. Quick, but they added some stuff on there. So I don't know. Like my tag was like Mr. Quick.
They added?
Well, you know how you fill out like with anything. Like when you go like if the name is not...
It's okay. Don't worry. Today's one of those days. I get it.
He cut me deep.
You woke up this morning.
He's cutting me deep.
You're not feeling it. You had to write some bullet points down. I feel for you. I dare him ask for you to be prepared.
Exactly. This is his thing.
Well, with that, we're gonna wrap up this very bad day. I'll sign off as The Modern Waiter. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla. Subscribe, 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 people. We'll see you next time.
That's right.
Where's your piece at? Still gotta respect the shit that I throw up. Regurgitating lyrics on you niggas like throwing up shit on you niggas like sick to my stomach when I hear your shit on me like regurgitating lyrics on you niggas like throwing up shit on you niggas like sick to my stomach when I hear your shit on me like.
Look around, you can find cars like these on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.